Hi everyone, Sinmin here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Rusty, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sinmin, you never speak about the Strauss-Howe generational theory, and how America and the West may be entering a fourth turning crisis period, right now. What if we actually are in the middle of the fourth turning? Things will get worse before they get better. But once they do, we will be back into the first turning period. What if the high times period comes around again very soon? While this may sound very optimistic, I worry this may be sobering news for independent thinkers like us. According to the theory, the first turning is characterized by a time of strong institutions and conformity. People who try and stand out do not do well during this period. As the Russian-Ukrainian crisis breaks out, I think we're getting a glimpse of what the first turning of the next cycle might be like. American institutions and individuals are reacting by punishing Russian citizens, not being able to differentiate between the Russian people and the oligarchs ruling them. The international financial sanctions are crippling Russia's economy, which does more damage to the regular middle-class Russian much more than it hurts their elites. People in Russia are unable to go about their daily lives because of the banking sanctions, and then many Western companies voluntarily stop selling products in Russia. AMD and Intel will no longer sell chips in Russia. Boeing will no longer service airplanes. Nike will not sell shoes. I believe this move will spectacularly backfire on the West, because they just cut off all their means of projecting soft power through our greatest ally in this crisis, the Russian population. I believe all this will do is separate the world into the West, led by the United States and the Russia-China alliance in the East. A new Cold War era begins. I worry that censorship will accelerate in this new period, because dissenting opinions will be treated as a matter of national security. It'll be McCarthyism 2.0 on a scale that couldn't be imagined back in the 1950s. On Reddit, the r/Russia subreddit was quarantined this week. It is now socially dangerous to express the opinion that the Ukrainian invasion may have been triggered by NATO's aggressive expansion towards the East over the last 15 years. I worry that we are entering a period of time where expressing sympathy for Russians and their points of view will be taboo. Russians are being dehumanized for the act of a dictatorship ruling them. The West is steps away from redoing its mistakes of the past, such as internment camps that they put innocent Japanese nationals in during the Second World War. Only this time it'll be for Russians. The fourth turning will be a rough time, but I worry that the first turning will be even worse for the free thinkers. What if the first turning will be a woke dystopia? In our last cycle, societal norms were driven by the conservative values of organized religion. This upcoming cycle will be driven by messages promoted by the media elites under the guise of wartime necessity. The current court of a public opinion reminds me all too much of the weapons of mass destruction bandwagon, freedom fries, and racism towards Middle Eastern people in the early 2000s. I don't think the average person is able to wake up because people keep getting fooled by the same propaganda, just presented under a different emergency. If we have to take ideas like MGTOW Underground, what will that life be like for people like us? How will we spread our messages and connect with like-minded individuals in that kind of environment? Well, Rusty, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to Russia's evil because it invades Ukraine, while America is awesome because it invades Iraq, clown world show. I think you're being just a little bit extreme saying that they'll be putting Russians into internment camps shortly in America. So far they've banned the film Anastasia from the Disney streaming service, in addition to other sanctions. But of course the Russians will still get to sell their gas, oil, food, and fertilizer to the West through other countries. If I were Russia, I'd stop shipping to those things for 2 or 3 months in retaliation. Let's see those German factories and homes heat themselves without it. I'll discuss Russia towards the end of this video, but I want to cover the whole fourth turning and what it's going to look like when we're finally in that first turning. Before I do, many of you actually know that I get donations from Subscribestar, and I hear that they're a Russian company. Normally, they pay me a few days after I request payouts. As of scripting this video, it's been 8 days out, and I still haven't been paid by them. It's early March, so hopefully things turn around okay, and I'm just overreacting. Rusty, we're in the fourth turning. It's a fact and not a theory. In the late 1940s, 1950s, and early 1960s, that was the last first turning, and people didn't want to rock the boat anymore because from the late 1920s, 30s, and early 40s, they had a stock market crash to deal with, as well as a Great Depression, a world war, and the cherry on top, 10% to 15% inflation in the mid to late 1940s. People were traumatized and wanted some peace and quiet. My cousin recently told me that she heard that people just wanted 3 days of peace between the end of COVID and the start of the Ukraine war. We're all getting worn down psychologically from the constant state of agitation. We just want peace from all this madness. I was also talking to someone about the difference between the first turning generation that is conservative and doesn't like ideas that risk destroying their new sense of calm, so they're definitely not going to like men going their own way. Right now we're mostly a nuisance and they think of us as losers. In 10 years, they might see us as dangerous nonconformists trying to destabilize society further by crashing fertility rates further. The first turning generation, which will most likely be the tail end of the Zoomers and whatever group comes after them, will demand a rigid and ordered society. That'll probably mean internet censorship to protect people from bad ideas and protect their children the way that society never protected them. Parents back in the 1950s were traumatized and they wanted a perfect ideal world. Their kids, however, wanted something not so perfect. So you saw the rise of drug culture, hippies, and general rebellion against the Vietnam War. Remember that their parents fought in WW2, and they saw war as a means of peace. So when their children didn't actually want to go off to war, it was an act against their core values. If MGTOW became an enemy or menace to the state by spreading our value system, my greatest fear is not being put in an internment camp. But it's about being ridiculed and discriminated against. After the fourth turning comes a stable society. For all we know, that society could be one of artificial wombs, clones, and surrogate mothers. It could be a world good for MGTOWs. We don't know how Zoomers are going to build things back better. Also, Rusty, remember that there's no way to stop an idea whose time has come. Even in the 1950s, they were the freedom-loving beatniks with their goatees, glasses, turtlenecks, and berets. If we have to, we'll print signs or email each other using code words to get around the censorship of the conservative cooch world that we will find ourselves in once that first turning begins. The great thing about the fact that we're around middle age right now during the fourth turning is that once we get back into the first turning, it'll just be in time for us to enjoy our 50s, 60s, and 70s. We will have a more stable society. It's the boomers over the next 10 to 15 years that have enjoyed stability their entire lives that are going to suffer the most and see their world crumble when they need medical services the most. But do you really feel any sympathy for them considering that most of them in the West have had a good stable 60 plus years after the end of the Second World War? For the last bit of this video, I want to talk about how in the West, the same people that have been going after anti-vaxxers like Joe Rogan that had Trump derangement syndrome before that are now against Russians. The leftist media has created yet another boogeyman for them to hate. But the Russians can't be stopped. They'll build their own parallel economy and ship in what they can't get from Russia. Those in power in the West now need a new boogeyman to blame for all the bad things like inflation that are going on. So now it's like they want to cancel Russia, an entire country. First they came for Alex Jones. Now they came for Russia. But the Russians already have an us versus them mentality because during the last fourth turning, the Russians lost 20 million people. They have a greater faith in their own institutions than foreigners. But I think that faith is misguided because the war didn't go all that well for them at first. Their truck tires failed because they weren't driven enough before deployment to soften them up. That meant a logistics nightmare. Plus, they also had logistics issues with regards to how their troops were supplied. U.S. soldiers, on the other hand, request what they need and tell their higher-ups when they need it and hopefully it gets delivered to them, especially if it's something like food or fuel. But the Russian command and control is all about the officers and brass deciding what their troops need. So that means their troops are badly undersupplied in many cases. Not to mention this has been one war where the Ukrainian military units have fixed themselves in the civilian population, and the Russians don't want to kill the civilians. The propaganda is that they want to liberate them from the West. You can't exactly liberate someone when they're dead. I'm also kind of surprised that with the 2004 entry of the Baltic states into NATO, that didn't trigger a similar Russian attack. Probably because their own people weren't in those countries. I don't know. Maybe someone can explain that to me. Plus, over the last 5 to 10 years, there have been constant attacks on the Ukrainians against Russians in Ukraine that we don't actually hear about. It's kind of like why Mr. Mustache originally invaded Poland in WW2. Because in Western Poland, there were Germans living there, and the maps were redrawn after WW1. And selling the war to the Germans was made easy because their own people were in another country. I think that's what Putin has been counting on. But will it work? Time will tell. At first, he faced more resistance than he expected, and then his forces slowed down. And then they started taking the territory in slower ways. In the end, even if they take the country, they're probably going to have to deal with rebels over the longer term. The city of Mariupol, where my grandmother is from, has been bombed. I suspect it'll suffer worse fate at the hands of the Russians than it did at the hands of the Germans in WW2. Russia's leading further and further to the right with regards to nationalism and conservatism. It'll probably have its own internet from the outside world in the weeks and months to come. And as a result, I suspect that anything MGTOW-related in that country will get censored and portrayed as being evil and woke, as Russia tries to instill conservative values to help get its birth rates up. I just want everyone to know that regardless of which side wins in the end, the left or the right, the idea that a man can have self-ownership to be left in peace to pursue his own destiny cannot be allowed. Because the state, regardless of if it's left-leaning or right-leaning, needs those men to work and produce goods for women. Both systems are gynocentric. If you don't believe me, then just look at how the Chinese communists have banned the laying flat movement in their country. Expect the same for anyone advocating male empowerment and independence in that first turning in the West, if we impose a Chinese-style social credit score system. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rusty for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that whoever comes to power after the fourth turning will try and smash MGTOW. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the first turning where it'll be difficult to express yourself creatively because everyone will have to conform to the same creative and physical standards away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.